sound Atlantic bars. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Dreaming in the night, I see a land where no one has to fight. But waking in the dawn, I see you crying in the morning light. Lying where the falcons fly, they twist and turn in the red blue sky. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland.
Okay, folks, well, wait till you hear this. Born into a repressed, Catholic, conservative, small-town, agrarian, angst-ridden and show-band-infested society, we're trying to preserve the positive elements of our background and marry them to the sounds that have culturally invaded our milieu through TV, radio, 45s, fast-food restaurants, 24-hour petrol stations and electric blankets. And here to explain, first of all, to explain maybe how much porter you need to have in you to come up with stuff like that, and most importantly, to talk about a big gig here on March the 19th at the Opera House, is, I'm delighted to have you on, Leo Moran from the Saw Doctors. Are you there, Leo?
How are you keeping, Mark? That's all the truth there. That's not fiction, like.
That makes me cry. It makes me cry. Are you on my continent or on your continent, or where are you?
I'm in the county of Galway on the west coast of Ireland, but I'm not on the coast, unfortunately. I'm in inland in the old cathedral city of Tuam.
Oh, wonderful. And how are you doing today? All right?
Jeepers, I am, yeah. It's lovely, fresh spring day here.
I'll tell you.
But cool and grey, but, you know, it's very typical Irish spring, winter day.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're in there around Galway, buy a few good sweaters now for your trip, because over the last couple of weeks here now, Leo, we've been, there's another friend of mine who does the show with me. He's listening in from Las Vegas and he's from Sligo. And we've been pumping the concert here now fairly hard for a few weeks. And I see that you kick off in Buffalo on the 28th of February and you finish off around March 24th in Madison, Wisconsin. So that's 19 hectic concerts there, and Toronto is kind of towards the back end of that. But one of the questions I had is, would you be able to kind of characterize a little bit, you know, some of the differences you might see from the various crowds that you perform in front of, maybe first and foremost between Ireland and North America, and then specific to North America, do you see a different vibe when you're in a place like Cleveland or even Wisconsin versus Toronto?
Yeah, well, first of all, like, you know yourself, now us Irish crowd, we're an awful devil for coming in late and going to the bar and having a drink and thinking the band are not going to start on time. Whereas your North American music fans are in on time and they're always there full up for it at the very start. And that is one slight difference you'll have between the two continents of the different populations going to gigs. But then after that, people are very much the same, really, and really and truly, it's more or less the same. We have bigger followings in certain parts of the country than we would have in other parts of the country.
Right.
The funny thing about it now is we were in Toronto last year, and Toronto last year was like, well, the crowd was like the crowd that we had in New York 20 years ago, because it was bolstered up by all the young Irish people who
right.
aren't going to New York or Boston or Chicago anymore. So mm-hmm. they're all joining ye there, and that's where that energy is lying at. So that was a great old boost to us coming to Canada and having that kind of a energy in the audience.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, they're certainly still coming here in droves, Leo. We're very conscientious of that. And I'd go so far as to say that you'll receive a massive welcome here on the 19th when you hear from the Irish in the town. And not just, I'd say, from the more recent, but people like myself as well who grew up listening to your stuff. And I've been here about 20 years now. And I'm sure you'll help kind of cool some of the homesickness with your performance. But any sense as to what we can expect from you when you come here?
Well, to tell you the truth, it'll be very similar to what we did last year. We go up on the stage, we play for about 2 hours, and whatever happens, happens then. And obviously, the more unusual the things that happen on the night, the better it is, so that we all feel we're in the one room at the same time, figuring out what life is all about for them 2 hours.
Wonderful, wonderful. Hey, Leo, at what point did you have always been curious, at what point did you all look at each other and realise, I don't know whether it was over a pint of Guinness or something like that, and realise that you'd hit it big? And was there a big moment or event, or you woke up one day or just that and you just felt, wow, we've hit it big here? Does anything kind of remind you there?
There was more a slower kind of realisation that we were playing songs that people loved. Now, we weren't playing them to very many people.
Yeah.
We could see and feel that the songs we were singing were touching people and they were getting to like them immediately. And that's not something you have in every band, and it's not something you have with every song.
Right.
So it's very obvious when it starts to happen.
Wonderful.
And so you get a sense then that when you see that happening that you can build on it and maybe get the songs out to more people. And I suppose that's what we've been doing for the last 25 years. We've been persevering at doing more gigs and going to different places and going back to see the same places where people can bring their friends. If they like the first gig, they'll bring their friends the second time. So that's really what's
wonderful
happened for us over the years.
Well, listen, Leo, I could talk to you all day. There's no doubt about it. And we lost a great friend in our city. We've lost a couple of great friends here in our city, but one close to home from Tuam. He had a pub here called the Galway Arms. His name was Tommy Keane, and he lived on the High Street there. And I think his father was Mick O'Keane. He used to own a pub called MJ Keane's. So if you have some time, he's a good sponsor of ours. If you have some time, drop in and have a pint with him. And I'd love to hook up with you when you're here. I'll be at the concert for sure. I'd love to shake your hand. And you've done wonders for the profile of the show here. And if there's anything else you want to kind of tell the listeners and the Irish community here, I'll give you the floor for a second.
Well, I'd just like to say hello to my songwriter friend who has immigrated there from Hedford, Ray Joyce. And I know I'll be seeing him on the night. And he's a wonderful poet himself. I don't know if he's listening to your show, but if he is, how are you, Ray J? And we're looking forward to seeing you.
That's wonderful. Leo, thanks a lot for joining us. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but it's great to hear your voice, and we're all looking forward to seeing you here on the 19th. Take care, my friend.
Lovely talking to you, Mark. Thanks very much.
Okay, take care.
Cheers, bye.
All right. That was Leo Morin from the Saw Doctors, and here's a little Saw Doctors tune here now. I hope you meet again.
Shows in every word. When he played his favorite music, was the best you'd ever heard. And you tell me that he couldn't watch violence cut by men when all is quiet throughout the land. I hope you meet again. I hope you meet again. Were as deep for you, maybe even more, though it probably didn't show it. You knew his heart was sure, though it left without a single word. It's better
For Monoman, Brendan Dolan and his team welcome you to the Irish Shebeen Pub, Etobicoke's newest Irish pub at 5555 Eglinton Avenue West, just a few blocks west of Renforth Avenue. The Irish Shebeen has been inspired by tradition and a desire to bring you the best possible Irish pub experience. Enjoy our warm interior decor that includes a large bar area and a variety of cozy spots to call your own. Our menu has a wide variety of delicious pub fare, and we also offer a schedule of weekly live entertainment. The Irish Shebeen can seat over 150 patrons, and we also offer a cozy 25-seat centennial boardroom with a fireplace and a 60-inch flat screen for meeting and presentations. This unique space is ideal for your special event, team, or association meetings. Drop in anytime and say hello to Brendan and his friendly team, or give us a call at 416-695-9178. Once again, the Irish Shebeen is located at 5555 Eglinton Avenue West, just a few blocks west of Renforth Avenue.
Jim, can you believe it's been 20 years since we opened the Clara House, thanks to our loyal customers?
Nora, it's gone by in the blink of an eye, and I don't feel a day older than when we started.
Although you have a lot less hair.
That's true. Our road certainly did take a different turn. I never thought that we would be manufacturing the finest selection of Clara and Celtic jewellery in the country when I came here 43 years ago as a hand engraver.
I know. I think back to the small handful of designs we started with, and since then you've come up with so many great ideas.
Well, I must admit, I have come up with a few beauties.
You can see all this wonderful jewellery in our showroom at the Clara House, right across from the Eaton Centre, at 211 Yonge Street on the second floor, suite number 201. We are just south of Shooter Street, north of Queen Street. You can reach us at 416 366 1247 or email us through our website at clara-house.com.
Nora Kills at 141 Danforth Avenue, Toronto, has live sessions every Thursday at 9 p.m. and Saturdays at 4 p.m. Tonight, Saturday, February 23rd, the Woodshed Orchestra. On Monday, February the 25th, it's JT's House Party, open stage hosted by Julian Taylor. On Friday, March the 1st, it's Root Magic. Come on down to Nora Kills, 141 Danforth Avenue, Toronto, where every Thursday night at 9 p.m. and Saturdays at 4 p.m. we've got live sessions.
All right, folks, it's Oscars night tomorrow night, but we have our own film excitement going on here in the community very soon. And I'm happy to have Michael Barry join me from the Toronto Irish Film Festival. Well, first of all, Michael, I think the profile of the Toronto Irish Film Festival has grown dramatically, and you have to be happy and proud of where that is today.
Well, yeah, I mean, we are. Thank you, Mark, for your kind words. It's been a little under 3 years since we had our first public event in June of 2010. So we've come a long way from that evening, which was a single movie screening. Mm-hmm. This year there'll be 20 Irish films, 15 of which have never been seen in Canada before. So we're very proud of how far we've come, and this year will be a great. What we're hoping to do is bring together the community in a way that's never been done before. We have
we have a wonderful
initiative with Tourism Ireland and the Gathering, and bringing people back home this year. And what we want to do is create our own gathering of Irish film lovers on Friday, March 8th and Saturday, March 9th.
Wonderful. Well, listen, I know this is a little bit anecdotal, but I've never heard as much excitement about some of the Irish productions here that are on the slate. So I know that you have an enormously busy schedule ahead. So if you want, Michael, the best thing to do is maybe give you the floor and you can share as many details as possible with the listeners on what's in the weeks ahead.
Perfect. So our third annual festival is the evening of Friday, March 8th and Saturday, March 9th all day at Tiff Bell Lightbox, which is in the heart of Toronto's entertainment district at the corner of King and John. Our opening night film will be the Canadian premiere of Pilgrim Hill, and the director of that movie just won the Irish Film Board's Rising Star Award at this month's Irish Film and Television Awards. The actors Joe Mullins and Maurice Crowley will join us from Ireland and attend our opening night. The Irish Choral Society will perform a special curated repertoire called Ireland at the Movies for our festival attendees on that night. Following the screening, we will have a free reception at Quinn's, and we invite everyone from the community out to join us for some food, some music, and some booze, obviously. The full-day Saturday program kicks off at noon with a free screening for Toronto New Arrivals. And this is something that we're very proud of. We've worked closely with Kathy Murphy at the Irish Immigration Center and Jane Noonan and the team at the Allan Fund of Canada to present this. And really, it's our welcome mat to the new arrivals who have come to Toronto in the last year. We invite everyone to come out and join us for that free screening. Come and connect with people, network with people. If you're feeling a little bit homesick, we'll do our best to make sure that we help you feel a little bit more connected to home as you settle in Toronto. We follow that up with a Local Heroes program, which is Irish filmmakers who now live in Toronto. So four short films with lots of heart and lots of sentimentality, including a little tongue-in-cheek documentary on the man from Limerick who made the infamous Pope Mobile for the Pope's visit in 1979. Our music program features a beautiful documentary called Ballymun Lullaby, the story of Ray Cooney, a teacher who took the young children from Ballymun Estates without any musical training whatsoever, and over the course of a couple of years trained them in their instruments and ended up putting on a concert with the RTE National Orchestra. A wonderful, wonderful, inspiring documentary. We have a shorts program, which is the latest and greatest from Ireland's young filmmakers who we believe will one day be making Ireland's feature documentaries and be Oscar nominated and winning awards all around the world. And we wrap everything up with a very electric drama called Jump, which is set in the city of Londonderry / Derry, and is our tip of the hat to the city that's been through a lot, but is this year's UK City of Culture. Tickets are now on sale, and $20 for opening night, $15 for every other program. If you go to TorontoIrishFilmFest.com, you'll see a buy tickets link there, and we invite everyone to do so as quickly as possible as tickets are going quite fast, and we don't want anyone to be disappointed and miss out on the fun.
Oh, well, listen, Michael, that's busy. That is a busy couple of weeks, my friend. And might be a bit of an offside question to ask you, but if you could only go to two or three of these things over the next couple of weeks, what would they be? Or is it really based upon your own kind of entertainment likes, would you say?
Well, I would say that, each of the individual programs has something for everyone, whether you're from the north or the south of Ireland, whether you're here 20 years or 20 days. We have all aspects of Irish life are reflected. I would encourage people to come to Pilgrim Hill, the Canadian premiere. It's a beautiful film. It's basically a cinematic love letter to the Irish countryside. The Irish Choral Society are going to be putting on a wonderful performance. And if you like your movies a little bit more, energetic, Jump, the closing movie is very, very special. It's been winning awards all over the world. And also, I think, we invite everyone out to come and meet the new arrivals at noon on Saturday, and we invite everyone to come and support the young Irish filmmakers who are now based here. Right? Well, those are two things that are very important to us, making sure that we make the new arrivals feel welcome, and making sure we nurture the talent of the Irish filmmakers now based here. If you go to our website, TorontoIrishFilmFest.com, we have a PDF of the program guide. We also have a page on the website which is listing everything. So all full details are there for everyone to pick and choose what they want to come and see. But it's very clear to us that the festival relies very heavily on the support of the community, and we thank everyone over the last couple of years for their support, and we look forward to seeing everyone on Friday, March 8th and Saturday, March 9th.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I got your invitation for March 9th, as did Ken. And the bad news is I have to sit with your brother at the Ireland Fund luncheon as well. But on behalf of Ken and myself, I just want to wish you the very best of luck. And on a personal level, I've known you for a long time, Michael. I wish you every success thus far, and shoot the lights out in the future. And we're here to continue to support your success in any way we possibly can. And congratulations. And I hope everything is very successful for you over the next 2 weeks, Michael.
Thanks very much, Mark, and also thank you to Ken for this morning's slot. I was just thinking yesterday, Mark, how long we have known each other. It's close to 20 years. I remember one of our first adventures was a ski trip up north in Dorset, Ontario. It was so cold, our jeans froze. We were 2 minutes out of the beaches on Lakeshore at Parliament, and you got done for speeding. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't remember that, no, because I don't think it's true.
Oh,
I don't speed.
But anyway, we had a wonderful time, and listen, thank you so much. And you guys, I'm delighted for you. The success of the show is wonderful, and we return our best wishes to both you and Ken, and long live the show.
Thanks very much, Michael. Take care, friend.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. Do we have Ken back on the line here?
Yeah, 1 second. Here we go.
Are you awake, Ken?
Earlier there.
Are you still awake?
I am just about now. The show was... No, I wasn't going to say no. It's putting me to sleep. Great show. Great couple of interviews, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
All. I, Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking you stay doing the show, and I'll just stay in Vegas. This could be the new life, you know.
Oh yeah, I like that program. I like that program. But listen, my phone is ringing here. Hugo is calling me. I think he wants some kind of a partnership. But let me take this call from Hugo. I'm kidding.
All right, Mark. All right, that's no problem. Now I know where my friends are at. That's all right.
Yes.
In fact, down here in Vegas, they were looking for a couple of fellas to do a new stage act. So I put our name in the hat anyway. We could take something else on, couldn't we?
Hey, Alex asked me if you could do DKs.
I can indeed, yes. Yeah. No problem at all.
All right.
Dora Kills folks at 141 Danforth Avenue in Toronto. Tonight, they've got the Woodshed Orchestra. And, of course, on Monday night, February the 25th, JT's House Party continues with Open Stage hosted by Julian Taylor. On Friday, March the 1st, it's Root Magic. Folks, don't forget that every Saturday night at 4 p.m. and Thursdays at 9 p.m., they've got sessions live at Dora Kills. That's Dora Kills, folks, 141 Danforth Avenue, Toronto. Sessions every Thursday at 9 p.m. and Saturdays at 4 p.m. Back to you, Mark.
Thanks, Ken. Actually, you don't go too far away there. We're going to do the Guinness Community Calendar of Events, so give her 1 second here, Ken. Yeah, this Alex fella, he doesn't really know what he's doing, Ken, just between you and I. I think there's anyone we need to drop from the team now, it might be him.
Oh, my God.
Having a little trouble with the fingers this morning, is he?
No pressure.
I think so, yeah. Hey, Kenny, where are you staying down there?
The Aria.
Oh,
beautiful,
what's a new one?
Down here, yeah. Yeah, gorgeous.
All right.
They're big in, and all the big hotels now, they're all into celebrating the Chinese New Year, so... Oh. The lad coming up next after you, you can tell them all that their country has been well represented down there.
I will. I'll be sure to do that, Ken. All right, here we go. We're ready.
To give you the full radio experience of pouring a can of richer, fresher, smoother Guinness draft, we will employ the methods of theater of the mind. Okay, imagine that these coconut shells are the hooves of horses representing the surging beauty of a pour of Guinness. And maybe this cowbell could represent the... stunning cascade of smooth... You know, forget it. Why not just pick up a pack of Guinness Draft on your way home and see for yourself? Guinness Draft. Drink Guinness responsibly. To give you the full radio experience...
Let's hand it over to you, Ken.
Very good, folks. Well, here we are. Another first coming... the Guinness Community Calendar of Events coming live from Las Vegas, Nevada. The Toronto Traditional Irish Music School continues at the Emerald Isle Senior Centre on Monday nights. Beginners and intermediate classes in both tin whistle and fiddle are offered. Of course, the Toronto Irish Players had their opening night of Midden last Thursday, and that will continue to run until March the 9th. Alumni Theatre, 70 Berkeley Street. For more information, contact torontoirishplayers.com. I understand the opening night was a fantastic success, so get on out and support those folks who are, of course, again, volunteering in our community. Tonight, Saturday, February the 23rd, the Mayo Association Pub Night is on at the Galway Arms. And on Wednesday, February the 27th, Patrick O'Dea is back by popular demand from Ireland. He'll be at the Emerald Seniors Centre, 1190 Danforth Avenue, from 7:30 to 9:30. Call Maureen Mulvey O'Leary for more information. Thursday, February the 28th, the Ireland Fund of Canada Young Professionals are hosting the Landmark Table Quiz. That'll be at the Jason George Bar, 104 Front Street in Toronto. Meetup time is 7:30 p.m., and the quiz runs from 8 to 10 p.m. Tickets can be bought at the door, although I have to give you a fair warning. I understand Geologus Crack and the Chamber are teaming up, so you want to watch out there, folks. You want to bring your best brain cells coming down that night. Proceeds of that will go to the Galway City Twist Soup Kitchen. On Friday, March the 1st, the Toronto Set Dancing Club are having their monthly Cayley. That'll run from 8 till 11 p.m. at 823 Manning Avenue in Toronto. Russian Orthodox Church Hall. And music will be by Pat Simmons and his friends. On Sunday, March the 3rd, Cardinal Collins will celebrate the Mass in honor of St. Patrick at St. Celia's at 3 p.m. And don't forget that Brian Farmer, as if he wasn't busy enough, he'll also be carrying the banner of St. Patrick in the opening procession. Friday, March the 8th, funny man himself, Brendan Grace, will be back in Toronto at the 30th annual Ireland Fund of Canada St. Patrick's Day luncheon. Can't wait for that day, folks. And maybe tune in next week as we might just have a very special guest on the show. More information on the luncheon can be got from Jane Noonan at 416-367-8311. And of course, Mark's interview was just happening there. The Toronto Irish Film Festival is happening on Friday, March the 8th and Saturday, March the 9th. More information at tirff.com. Sunday, March the 10th, the Irish Person of the Year luncheon at the Toronto Hilton Hotel, honoring the Toronto Irish players. And of course, this all starts with Seamus Brew raising the flag. Anyone wishing to walk with the group, City Hall for the flag-raising ceremony, may assemble in the lobby of the Hilton Hotel at 10:40 a.m. and walk with the group. And you know what? You'll be led by a piper all the way to City Hall. For the luncheon information, give Anne Looney a call at 416-621-2510. Or you can contact him by email at irperson2013@bell.net. Friday, March the 15th, St. Patrick's Parade Society's Grand Marshal's Ball, the Toronto Hilton. It's going to be on at the Toronto Hilton, and it's honoring Brian Farmer. And as Mark mentioned earlier on the show, there's only a couple of tables left, folks. So that's fantastic news for Brian and his family. Get on out and support that. More information can be got at topatrick.com. Saturday, March the 16th, St. Patrick's Eve Cayley, 7 to 11 p.m. at Montgomery's Inn. And on Sunday, March the 17th, the 26th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. For information, go to topatrick.com. And, of course, Paddy Canavan was on to us this morning. They're making floats down there at 629 Eastern Avenue. And they need all the volunteers to come out and help them. All the counties get out and support this. It's wonderful to see that we have the 26th parade coming through the streets of Toronto. So, folks, come on out and support it. Later in the afternoon, you can catch a cup of tea down at Montgomery's Inn from 1 to 4. And if you're really still want to get on the go, head on out to Burlington. The Legion out there is having their annual St. Patrick's Day dinner. There'll be loads of Keola this crack from 4 till 11 p.m. And, of course, Leo was on earlier from the Saw Doctors. They're on Tuesday, March the 19th at the Opera House. Ticket information at livenation.com. April the 4th to the 7th, it's Kultus North America. The annual convention is in Washington, D.C. And finally, folks, Toronto Rosa Tralee Selection Ball at Atlantis, Ontario Place. Tickets $125. More information at 905-621-1355. For all this, folks, you can go to IrishCanadaMag.com. Back to you, Mark and Alex.
Ken, thanks very much, and not much time for banter. We're almost out of time here. We're entering a great month for the Irish, and I want to again mention the great Irish for 2013. Barbara Taylor, our Irish Person of the Year. Seamus Grew, our flag raiser at City Hall, and Brian Farmer, and you're all entering the Hall of Fame from an Irish perspective. And to close the show off, this is the script with Hall of Fame. Slán an Ghaoibh go Léir a Chairde.
Best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door.
You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock,
yeah.
You can move a mountain, you can break rocks.
You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
And the world. You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile.
You could be the hero. You could get the gold. Breaking all the records you thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people. Do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country. Do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world.
Programming for our Irish community can be heard every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon.
This is AM 1430, CHKT, Fairchild Radio. Toronto.
The following are programs for the international communities of Greater Toronto. Opinions and views expressed here do not necessarily represent those of this station. Now, the Cantonese program on AM 1430 Fairchild Radio.
加拿大中文电台